Welcome back to Farm Talk. Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Tuesday, busy day, and my next guest, Levi Otis. Levi was on a water tour today, actually. I don't know how I heard this. Were you Facebook photoing these or what? I was like, somebody came in to me, he's like, Levi's on a water tour today. I'm like, what? Yes. So were you taking pictures?
I was taking pictures, but I have no idea how people track me down all the time. But it happens.
Okay. Well, I heard also, not that I'm stalking you, but did you take in the concerts this weekend at the fair? I think I heard you were out there,
too. I may as well had a camper right by all the other carnies because I was there every day, I felt like.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. All right.
I got my concert fill in, that's for sure.
Were the shows, I'm talking.
It was a blast.
It was a blast. All right. Well, there you go. That was Red River Valley Fair, right, by the way? I think they had the second biggest attendance.
Yeah, Red River Valley Fair. The amount of volunteers that they have and the time that their staff puts in and the other companies that donate. And
yeah.
I mean, it was just an awesome, awesome week.
Well, they needed it after last year. Sorry, Cody, but they needed a little bit of a rebound after what happened last year, and it sounds like they got it. All right, well, tell me about the water tour. I kind of know some of the work that you do with Ellingson, but tell me about what happened today, because I did not know this was going on until I heard you were on the tour this morning.
Yeah, so the North Dakota Water Education Foundation, which is a foundation that's connected to North Dakota water users, an association that works on behalf of watersheds and county water boards, et cetera. Every year they do a water tour, multiple actually. And this one happened to be today down in Oaks, North Dakota, in the Oaks area.
Okay.
Drew Courtney, who, of course, is on Corn Growers, and a guy named Steve Hansen, who's now been appointed to the State Water Commission by Governor Armstrong, a guy named John and Justin Quant. We toured their places, and then the Rooney Farms.
Hmm.
Those were the tours that I had attended.
Okay.
I'm actually on my way back to Fargo now for a legislative wrap up with the chamber. But it was awesome. I mean, you want to talk about a plug for Drain Tile. I appreciate them on that. Because we toured a lot of farms with drainage. We toured a lot of farms of irrigation, and then we toured a lot of farms of drainage and irrigation. And it was just, if you haven't left the walls of town or, I haven't been out on the countryside, and I know all of those guys would be happy to show you around and everything they're working on. It was just a well-organized, well-run event, and so hats off to Danny Quissel and Julie Ellingson. Not the Stockman one, but the water one that's not related to Ellingson, so if people keep yelling at her, please don't. She's not part of the Ellingson Drainage Company, so she's not drowning you out.
Okay.
I say that tongue-in-cheek, but it was a great, great morning.
What did you take away from it, all said and done? What is the purpose? Are they trying to be proponents of people using drain tile and doing more irrigation, or they're just offering the education of what they've
Absolutely.
Been experiencing?
You know, all those guys down there, they got together. John Quant gets the tip of the hat, I guess. Organizing all of his neighbors to say, hey, we can build infrastructure to make our farms more profitable, and we can improve the water quality, and we can convey water without having, to dump it on each other and build ditches. And they actually built 21 miles of a private drain. He got 18 farmers together, and they self-funded it. It was an awesome, awesome thing to see. They also have other drains down there. And then being able to irrigate out of like the James River. In fact, they all have farms that they use tile water to irrigate with. So not only do they put it on, but they're able to take it off. And they're able to recycle that water. And it's just really cool to see when people go above and beyond and put money and and innovation into their farms. Right.
You know, just trying to show what I've heard and what we see is obviously drain tile is a big deal, especially for a lot of folks along the eastern part of the state. Anybody near a river, we've talked drain tile and dealt with water issues over the years. So I understand the building of drain tile, but irrigation, I've always wondered about that. You don't see, or at least I haven't seen a lot of irrigation. What was the message for those guys with the ones that had irrigation? Because that actually sounds like it would take drought concerns out of the equation.
Yeah, so with irrigation, right, you either have to have aquifers, and anybody who's ever applied for an irrigation permit has probably had some frustration over the years. In North Dakota, we're blessed with too much water and then also not enough. And these guys are innovative on what they can do. And I think, you know, that Oaks area, there's aquifers up north of us. When I say us, the Fargo community, mm-hmm. Towards Grand Forks and a little west, there's a lot of pivots up that direction. And then now with Rain 360, a guy named Jay Myers over by down by Wahpeton, he's selling these machines where you can either hook it up to like a retention pond, or if you've got enough hydric pressure in a tile line, you can hook it up there, and or just a standard down into a aquifer if you have a permit for it. So you'll see large parts of certain areas with irrigation. If you drive down 94 going west towards Tappan, there's some pivots, Tappan, Dawson area. They also have high water table sands, so they can do some of the tile mains and seeding pivots. So there's definitely a place for it. You know, the Pick Sloan Act, going back that far, we are authorized X amount of acre feet from Congress back then. We haven't been appropriated that. It'd be nice to get that done with this administration, because, you know, every time a farmer's got a buck, he spends it in town seven times, and it's awesome. It's awesome for those of us to have a strong farming economy, so they do come to town and turn that dollar.
Absolutely. Gosh, think about it. You know, the farmers struggle, and we don't do something about these prices here pretty soon, a lot of small communities are going to pay the price, because it's the farming community that keeps a lot of those places. They're buying trucks. They're buying groceries. They're the ones spending the money, you know, and hiring.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yep, you're absolutely right. And the only way you can overcome low crop prices is by bushels, right? So drainage increases your yields, and depending the soil types in the year, right, we're seeing anywhere from 10 to 20 to sometimes 30%. Irrigation, I think everybody wants the ability to put water on in those hot July days when you haven't seen it in a week and a half. So those guys are just maximizing their opportunities. And I got to give those guys down by Oaks a lot of credit, because those are some good farmers. Just unbelievable what their crops look like down there.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't hit by hail. And I saw some pictures of hailed out crop, but I haven't seen any personally. So
okay.
If you can avoid some of that nasty weather, they're just, you know, they're farming, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I know Drew, and I know Andrew, or is it, let's see, Drew, Courtney, and Justin. It'll be Justin. I've had a chance to talk to those guys.
Oh, Justin Quant, yep.
Yep, those guys run a great operation. All right, before we run out of time here, you actually were talking to me just briefly about drain tile, and what does drain tile do when it's dry? We wanted to talk about that.
Well, it is funny. Drain tile, I get a lot of grief. Oh, I bet you don't sell drain tile on a dry year, and that's not true. We do sell tile on dry years. This year, of course, isn't. But what tile allows you to do in the spring is get in and get planted. And when your roots set and you don't have, it's usually pretty wet in the spring, whether it's going to be a dry year or not. And when those roots set in, they start growing deeper. by the time it's dry and your farm seems pretty dried out, those roots are established much better than a non-tiled field. And now they're growing down to the water table that's typically higher. But because you have that drainage system in, you are maximizing your soil health. And we see just huge yields, even on dry years, because that root is able to grow down towards the water table that in the past has been higher. And it's awesome, right? So after a farmer has seen a dry year of piled ground, they're calling, hey, how do I get more? Need more.
Makes sense to me. You had me sold. You had me sold on drain tile. We were out at Grand Farm for whatever reason. I don't remember, in the spring. It was really muddy out there, except for one field. And guess what? That field is drain tiled. And that was the one that they had gotten planted. Everything else is just like a mud monsoon or mud field.
People don't tile as much as they do because they like me. You know,
well, I don't know
if they like me, but they put it in the ground and it's returning. And that's good for all of us.
Gotcha. All right. I got like a minute left here. I know that, like water issues or other water things you're watching for. I know that, there was a lawsuit at one time you guys were a part of. Is that done? Is that over?
We're still working on it. The feds tried to throw it out. That's against U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We're waiting on a judge in D.C. to respond. We gave our response. So that one's sitting. And then, at the very last second, I just want to give the shout out back to the water group. There is another water tour in Bowman on July 30th and then Williston August 7th. So if the radio signal carries that far, talk to North Dakota Waters users or the North Dakota Water Education Foundation and get signed up for that. You know, it's buses and lunch, and I don't actually think it costs anything. So there was a lot of sponsors. I think that's where the cover comes from. And just get out there and see what's going on in the state, because we've gotten a lot of opportunities, and it's an exciting place to live.
Absolutely. Levi Otis, Ellingson, are you guys super busy right now, or are you guys getting things ready for the fall, or what's happening with you guys?
That's a good question. You know, every year we are full.
Wow. Okay.
At the end of the year, I have to, you know, if my sales guys hear me say we're full, they'll get mad. And the production guys, if I say that we've got room, they'll get mad. So the best is just to call a salesman and we'll see what our capacity is. I haven't looked this week, so know those guys are clipping along at a good pace.
Okay. So. Well, Levi, thank you so much for popping on. I greatly appreciate it. You better get to your chamber meeting, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.